It's an interesting thing that the Shema, which is such a foundational part of the Torah, such an important part of our life and our daily routine, comes at such a late point in the Torah. It's in Sefer Dvarim, it's in Parshas Veschana. What's the significance of its location in the Torah? So Rabbeinu Bechaya brings a Medrash. And the Medrash says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Torah brings the Pasuk of Shema after the Aseres HaDibros to tell you that Anoichi is Yichud. Meaning that the Shema is a continuation of the Aseres HaDibros. In fact, we'll see that all of the Aseres HaDibros are hinted to in the Shema. That also means that when we say the Shema, and when we have in mind to accept upon ourselves our responsibilities as Jews, we are reaffirming our acceptance of the Torah, as expressed through the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. We're reliving the Sinai experience in some way. Goes further, says Reb Nosson in the Medrash, this is an answer to all those heretics who say that the Shtei Rishuyos, there's more than one power. There's not just one infinite indivisible power. Because when Hashem stood on Har Sinai, it says, Anechi Hashem Aleikecha, I am Hashem your God. No one objected. One infinite, indivisible, unlimited being. And that's the idea of saying Shema, which is a pasuk of Yichud, of unifying Hashem. Moshe does this the whole way through Sefer Dvarim. Shema Yisrael Atavar Hayayim, Shema Yisrael Atam Krevim Hayayim. You go, you're passing over the Jordan, you're getting close. Hask is a Shema Yisrael many times, telling us to internalize. Perhaps that's why it's in Sefer Dvarim. Because in a world where we are no longer living a supernatural existence, where we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and by extension, go wherever we're going to go in the Golus, we need to be able to hold certain truths close to us, maintain them as being self-evident, reaffirming our relationship with those truths. And therefore, it comes at the end of the Bnei Yisrael's wandering in the desert for 40 years. When Moshe is reaffirming their connection to the Aseres HaDibros, he's reminding them, he's reviewing. He's saying, if you want to take it with you, here's how to do it. If you want to maintain the clarity of this revelation at Sinai, say the Shema every day. This, by the way, is an answer to those heretics, certainly in the Christian world, that say Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, three times Hashem, reference to the Trinity. Absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. It is a continuation. V'anechi Hashem Elokecha she'etzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, I'm Hashem your God who took you out of the land of Egypt. Hashem Echad. One perfect unity. Walking around with an awareness that in order for Hashem to be God, he needs to be infinite. You can only have one infinite being. You cannot have more than one infinite being by definition. The moment you have more, it's finite. Because one can do what the other can't do. Each one has its limitations. And the moment any of these beings are finite, they are not God. And therefore, Shema is our way of remembering what happens at Har Sinai. To be able to walk through life with an awareness and a clarity of Hashem's presence in our lives.